Dig It, sponsored by Shillaga Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates.
Talking to Hester McDonald today. She joins me in the studio for Dig It Live. Hester, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you. We're talking about gifts today. I think we're feeling are we getting a little Christmassy in November?
We're getting a little Christmassy and a little bit crafty.
Okay. So now we've got enough time, essentially. Now we've got enough time ahead of Christmas to potentially look at making some gifts.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I thought we would talk about today, is about the things that you could actually put a bit of effort into. Now, do not fear, because closer to Christmas we'll have another show and that will be last minute emergency gifts.
Exactly. And stuff to send far away, because you know you can't necessarily parcel up homemade things and put them in the post.
That's true. And so today it's all about the things that might require a touch of extra effort, because we've got a bit of time now. So here's the thing. We have asked our lovely sponsors at Shillaga for a prize that is relevant to this, about making and doing. Hester, what are they giving us today?
They've given this gorgeous DIY terrarium. So we've talked about terrarium, or terraria, I think is the plural, which are sort of the bottle gardens. They were terribly popular in the 70s and kind of fell out of favour. And people with small places, small apartments, not much time, have really got into them recently. And they are the thing to have now. Very Instagrammable. Do it for the gram, man.
Missed it in the 70s. Definitely up for it this time round. We have a 15-litre DIY terrarium that comes with... It's a full kit. So you've got the glass bottle, the cork at the top, everything in it that you would need, like the little kind of...
The granules and the substrate and everything.
Absolutely everything there. This would normally be 75 francs. Shillaga are giving it to us as a prize. So our lucky winner can go and pick this up from Shillaga in Glan. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to just launch our competition for this straight away. I'm going to ask, have you ever received a homemade gift or given a homemade gift? It doesn't have to be plant related today, but just tell us what that homemade gift was, or one that you'd like to receive, one that you've thought about doing. We just want homemade gift ideas. We will be talking about plant related gifts today because, well, kind of Hester's speciality. Let's be honest. So looking at that, Hester, should we quickly just talk about the Christmas fete that's going on at Shillaga?
Yes, there's a wonderful Christmas market. So if you have lived in this region for a long time, if you know Shillaga in Glan well, this will be already a destination marked on your calendar, I'm sure. I know lots of people who wait for it to open and then go specially to go and see it. And it really is beautiful. This year's theme, totally different from previous years, is the ocean.
Mm.
And it's quite different. It's absolutely lovely. And you, the fete this all weekend in Glan, Saturday only in Plan-les-Ouates, is 20% off string lights and 15% off toys. So I think it's worth going along, don't you?
That will be quite popular.
Yeah.
Hit it in the morning. I went there on Saturday just as it was closing. And it was really busy. I went and had a little wander around because the Christmas market is happening now up until mid-December. But it's the fete this weekend that's going to have the 20% off string lights and the 15% off toys. 15% off toys.
Worth having.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I'd go in the morning. That's just...
Yeah, go when it opens, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe like when everyone else is having lunch.
And then go and have coffee.
Totally. Yeah. Really nice cafe there.
Isn't it lovely?
Hung out.
Love it.
All right. So talking about things to make and do. Hester, you've got a little list of things, of ideas for us today. Can you give us a little tease of some of the things that we'll be talking about?
Lots of these came from A Year with James Wong, Grow Your Own Drugs, which was one of my favourite books. It's brilliant. And we talked about a few of the ideas in it last time. And he has lots of great suggestions for things you can collect from your own garden or easily get from a herboristry, from a herbalist or from a droguerie in Switzerland or in France. And you can make the nicest things. They'll be totally different from what anybody else is making or getting.
That's
fabulous.
True. Last month we talked about that because we were talking about medicinal plants and what to have if you've got a bit of a cold, etc. You can find that episode, that podcast, on our website now at worldradio.ch/digit if you missed it. So I can see how some of those would be really great little gifts. You can package someone up a little bundle of wellness.
Yeah, and I even picked out something specially for you.
For me?
Yeah.
I love this. All right, this is coming up on Dig It this morning. Stay tuned.
Dig It, sponsored by Shillaga Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates. Shilliger. Let your inspiration grow.
Talking about gifts that you can make, because we've got a bit of time now ahead of Christmas. So Hester's here to talk us through some ideas. She's got some goodies. Hester, let's have a look at if you really want to do a Christmassy gardening gift. You want to plant something, you want to give plants, you want to get a bit creative with it. Yeah. What ideas have you got?
So I would go, if you're going to give it to the person physically and it doesn't need to wait, I would do a mixed bulb planting. So you can upcycle a container really easy. You'll go and buy a nice pot, grab some bulbs before they all disappear from the shops, stuff them in now into the pot with a bit of soil and put some pansies on top. And by in another 2 or 3 weeks, the pansies will have really filled out and it will be perfect to give at the beginning of December or even later on in December.
I was actually asking on Instagram just yesterday for ideas of upcycling car tyres, because I went to go and get my tyres changed and saw all of the tyres that were...
I've got to be able to do something with this.
The tyre graveyard that was stacked up next to the garage. And I wonder whether a really huge tyre planter.
I've seen potatoes planted in tyres really effectively.
I like that. Think about that. It's a recycling gift for those you
love. So that would be one idea. It's a really easy one. So if you don't mind that it needs to wait for a bit, I would suggest for one of the ones from the year with James Wong from Grow Your Own Drugs. And the first one I was going to suggest was the Port Winter Tonic. Now, a tonic not as in gin and tonic, but as in something that will kind of pep you up a little bit when you're feeling a little bit run down, or you just want to have a sneaky bit of alcohol, to be absolutely honest. And so he suggests mixing 50 grams of hawthorn berries, which you can pick from any hedge, preferably not from a very busy roadway because they'll be full of heavy metals, but maybe from somewhere a little bit further back from the road. 50 grams of goji berries, 4 tablespoons of lime blossoms, which are really easy to get from any herboristry. You just go and say, oh, I want this many, and they'll give you literally that many. And 20 grams of marshmallow root, same thing. 4 cinnamon sticks, any shop whatsoever, and 5 centimetres of fresh ginger root. You put them all the ingredients in a jar. Don't boil it, because obviously you'll boil off all the alcohol, which is what's going to preserve it. Leave it for 2 weeks, which is why you need to make it now if you want to give it at the beginning of December or later on in December. Then you just strain it and you put it in cute bottles. It keeps for 2 years.
I like that. That's really creative. That's something that you could give away, put a bit of effort into it, and it makes just a lovely little gift.
Yeah, exactly. So the other one, this is one I've made a couple of times, eucalyptus and elderberry jerry. It's dead easy. So you need 400 grams of elderberries. Now, we've talked about elderberries before, which is don't eat them raw because you have a very sore tummy.
Oh, that was it. Yep,
yeah. But I've got loads of elderberries in my garden right now. So you need 400 grams of elderberries, an apple, 400 mils of water, one lime, 4 eucalyptus leaves. Keep coming back to 4 here. A whole dried chilli if you like a bit of a kick in your jam. I don't particularly. I find the chilli a little intrusive, but if you like it, that's fine. So you wash the elderberries and the apple, put in everything except the sugar into the saucepan, let it simmer so it kind of, you know, mixes together nicely. Strain it through a sieve, and then you put the liquid back into the pan with all of the sugar, and then you just bring it to the boil as if you're making jam. If you ever made jam before, it's really easy. You just let it gently, gently boil without burning for half an hour, and then you skim off any scum, which there will be some, which is a little bit grim looking, but it's fine. And then you put it in sterilised jam jars. That's it. And he suggests taking 1 generous spoonful whenever feeling run down or getting a cold.
I like that. It will perk you up again. Anyone that's frantically trying to write any of this down or thinking, I don't have a pen and pencil, this is going up on our website. So you'll be able to listen to Hester's instructions a little later. So no panics. It's not there now, but it will be later.
Don't worry, it will be later. And the last one is my no lavender moth sachets for cats. We should just call these cat moth sachets.
I love this. That doesn't sound
very nice, cat moth sachets. No, so you just need 2 tablespoons of dried rosemary leaves, 2 tablespoons of dried artemisia leaves, which is what you make absinthe from. There's loads. You get them from a herboristry. Honestly, you could probably come to Prangin with me and we could go and pick some. 2 tablespoons of dried sage leaves and a dash of vodka. So you strip the leaves off first and crush them, mix them in a shallow bowl and put a little bit of vodka on. They'll let them dry for an hour. And then you can just bag them up into little bags. And when they stop smelling, you give them a squeeze and then they start smelling again. And actually, you can use almost anything out of your kitchen cupboards. Coriander seeds, peppercorns, anything that has quite strong smells or flavours, you can put into these little sachets. give them a squeeze, dash of vodka, off you go. They last for about half a year. They're brilliant.
Really thought that the moths didn't like something particular in the mothballs, but it turns out you can just get anything that sort of...
Anything that smells strong, they won't like it and they won't come in.
And this is very sweet as well. If you want to make something, you can even do this with like no sewing as well. You can just put them into little bits of...
Squares of muslin.
Muslin or something, maybe if you've got like a top that you don't wear anymore, yeah, or it's the wrong size.
Absolutely brilliant for upcycling.
Cut that and then you can use a bit of string so it makes it into little
string or piece of ribbon. It's really pretty. And then my last suggestion was making a wreath or a garland or something like that. So if you have any kind of bendy willow or anything, or actually even like pull some ivy off a tree in the garden, you can easily make that into a wreath shape. And you just need to pin it with wire, florist's wire, readily available jumbo. Schilliger have got lots actually, and it's really nice fine wire as well. So it means that then you can tie on flower heads, clematis vitisella, old man's beard, hydrangea flower heads, rose hips, teasels, anything can be made into a wreath. It's really, really easy.
I love this. Hester, thanks very much for all the great suggestions. Stay tuned. We'll be talking about some gardens to visit, some events coming up, and also getting to your listener questions. If you have any questions for Hester, send them in now, studio@worldradio.ch. Also, we're asking you about a homemade gift that you've ever given or received. It doesn't actually have to be plant related. If you tell us about a homemade gift that you've given or received, or that you'd like to give or receive, then you'll go into the draw for the lovely terrarium that Schilliger Garden Centre are giving us to give away as a prize. One example, Anne on the text says, I was given a beautiful mosaic frame. It can be made by anyone of any age. It's personal, it's useful, and it's attractive. Anne, you're in the draw.
Dig It, sponsored by Schilliger Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates.
Looking at gifts that you can make, and we're getting creative. Hester's got some great suggestions, given us lots of different things to make, some foodie things, some different sachets of things, some wreaths, and now an event that will help you with your make and do. Hester, what events have we got?
So if you're feeling a bit nervous about making your own wreaths or garlands or whatever, there's a wonderful florist called Sophie Bayliss, who also runs a kind of upcycling and ecological group and kind of helps to promote other people's products that are ecological, sustainable. And she's partnered with a group called At My Table, who run a vegetarian food making and ways of kind of foraging and things like that. And they're running wreath making workshops. Yay!
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And that's in Loex in France Voisin. It's about 20 minutes from the airport. Having been to a couple of their workshops, I know it's really quite close, from the 18th of November. And they will be there, 120 francs each. There's 8 maximum, which also includes a light lunch and, of course, all your materials. And you go home with your garlands. There are a few slots left. There's one on the 25th and the 30th of November. And the 2nd of December. I have to say, I've done a couple of these already, and I will be going to one of the wreath making workshops because I'm not that good at making my own. I really do like doing it with a friend. It's a great thing to do with a friend, or kind of give yourself a treat, like take the day off work and go and do it, because it's a really lovely experience.
So just a reminder, it's 120 francs, but you get the wreath and it's also including a lunch as well. So it's
brilliant.
Kind of a whole activity afternoon.
Absolutely.
In a way.
Yeah, it's a whole day if you want to.
What are the days that are free again?
The 25th and 30th of November, there are still slots, and the 2nd of December. And if you would like to put a private group together of 8 people, there are opportunities for the 23rd of November and the 7th of December. And you can find the details will be on the website, but look up at mytable.events@gmail.com or at mytable on Facebook and on Instagram.
Whilst we're talking about events, can we just mention again, Schilliger have got an event that's happening this weekend. So yes, you may have seen their lovely market, their Christmas market that's already open. That'll be running up until Christmas. But this weekend, something particular to
it's
note.
It's the fete, and that's where you can have special money off the string lights, and there's 15% off toys just this weekend.
That's right, 20% off of all of the string lights, in fact. It's all weekend, the fete in Glan, so Saturday and Sunday, and then in Plan-les-Ouates, Saturday only. They're just open Saturday.
And in Glan, they're going to be open on Sunday, is that right?
That's right, until the 12th of December now. Ooh. So every single Sunday until the 12th in Glan. So that's another one to head along to. You've also popped over to the Jardin Botanique in Lausanne.
Yes, so they've reopened a whole section of of this. I really like this garden. It's a funny garden in that it's kind of tucked away in the back end of Lausanne, but the views are unbelievable because it's on a slope. So if you walk up to the top, you've got these superb views of Lausanne, and they've reopened their entire, what's called their order beds, which is a way of arranging plants and thinking about plants. There's some really great kind of well-integrated information panels, and obviously their exhibitions are open as well now. It's really excellent. Very, very nicely done.
Nice. Thank you so much. Well, just a reminder, we've got this lovely terrarium to give away, courtesy of Shilliger Garden Centre. You can build your own, so you're given a full kit to do it. It's a lovely big terrarium. So a glass terrarium with the cork at the top, all of the substrate that you need to get it all going, and the plants for inside it too. We've got that to give away. All you need to do is tell us about a gift that you have made or a gift that somebody has made that you have been given. It doesn't necessarily need to be plant related. We're just trying to get some ideas out there of things to make ahead of Christmas. Let me know. You can text me 939 on the text, start your message off with WRS, or email studio@worldradio.ch.
Dig It, sponsored by Shilliger Garden Centre in Gland and Plan-les-Ouates. Shilliger, let your inspiration grow.
Looking at gifts that you can make from the garden, Hester McDonald is here for Dig It. And we're talking about your questions now, actually. Some of you have sent in questions about different gifts and the importance of giving instructions with your gift, if there are specific instructions. Okay, so here we go, Hester. I've got a question for you. This is from Mike. Mike says, I was given some wildflower seeds as a gift. There weren't any planting instructions. When do I plant them, and do I need special soil?
Well, that's a great question. And actually, I have seen something like this before. Because they were in a piece of paper. They were wildflower seeds, which I love. I think it's a really lovely gift. And that's actually something you can make at home really easily. You just need to blitz some paper and water in a blender, and then you just squish the seeds into them. And
clever.
Then you cut it out and let it dry, and that's it. It's dead easy. Anyway, so wildflower seeds are really best done in the autumn. Because that's when the seed heads ripen and drop naturally onto the ground. But to be absolutely honest, you can, if they're easy to sprinkle, you can sprinkle them now. They'll be absolutely fine, and kind of press them into the soil. If you've got loads, kind of decide an area in the garden where you're going to do it and actually mark it out, because it'll be very hard to tell what are wildflower seeds and what are weeds later on. And that would be frustrating. If there's only a small amount, I would put them on top of a pot, just squish them on, and you really don't need special soil. And actually what you need is quite impoverished soil. That's where wildflowers tend to thrive, and very kind of high nitrogen rich, you know, composty soil they don't love. But honestly, any old bog standard soil, they will be fine.
How do you make sure that the birds don't eat them? Because now is just when the birds are looking for extra food. It's not quite so readily available.
You can distract them with more interesting food. I mean, you can always just crisscross them or put something like, you know, leaves on top.
Oh, okay.
And they won't touch them. But you could distract them and put something nicer out for them somewhere else.
That's very true. A full-on little bird ball somewhere.
Exactly.
So, which might be a nice present in itself, in actual fact.
It's a good
idea. So you can make some of those. Another question has come in as well. This one's from Mel. Mel says, my kids want to get involved, and it's really nice actually to get kids involved in making presents.
Absolutely.
My kids want to give plants or, and I quote, something planty.
Yes, good and death defined,
as gifts for teachers at the end of the term. I like this, but I don't want to give them, says Mel, I don't want to give them something that they'll feel guilty if they kill it or if it takes a lot of work.
What do you suggest? That's a good question. So
teachers are busy.
Teachers are busy and they've got lives and, you know, they go on holiday and stuff. So I would suggest maybe getting something like an amaryllis. So amaryllis are these bulbs. They normally flower in the summer, but they've been forced, as in their days and nights have been turned literally upside down and the plants think it's summer. So they've been prepared in order to flower around about Christmas. They need no care.
Oh.
So you can plant it up or buy one ready planted, or, you know, but get your kids to paint the plant pot, which would be a really lovely idea. Put the amaryllis in it, put a little bow on it, job done. The teacher doesn't need to do anything, maybe water it once a week, and it'll flower during the holidays, which is just lovely. And then when they're done with it, they can just stick it in a garage or put it outside or let it finish off, or put it in the compost, and it will be absolutely fine.
So important, I think, when you're giving this as a gift, to say, this will die.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay. It's what it's supposed to do.
Because sometimes if I'm given a plant, I think I should be able to keep it alive forever because it's a plant and it's got roots and I should therefore be able to...
Yeah, I mean, they're bulbs, so they go dormant afterwards. And I my ones now flower in the summer because I cannot be bothered to force them and put them in a dark cupboard and all the rest of it. Mine, all, I just put them in the garage after they finished and then they flower in the summer. I'm absolutely fine with that. They're
nice.
Very low maintenance plants.
I think always worth remembering if you're giving a gift away, something low maintenance, always very much appreciated. Hester, thanks very much for taking us through some of these great ideas of lots of different things that you can give away and low maintenance gifts as well.
Yeah.
Is always very much appreciated. Thanks for joining us for Dig It for this crafty Dig It Live.
This episode of Dig It was recorded at the WRS Studios in Geneva, Switzerland, and brought to you by Schilliger Garden Centre. The competition in this podcast is now closed, but the prize we mention is available at Schilliger, so check them out. If you have gardening questions for our next episode, send them into studio at worldradio.ch.